Islamic Revolution, Preserver of Islamic Civilization. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, today is the 42nd anniversary of the resounding victory of the Islamic Revolution of the Iranian people over the oppressive Pahlavi regime. The day was the 11th of February 1979, but this year it falls on the 10th of February, since last year was a leap year. The victory of the Islamic Revolution put an end to 2,500 years of tyranny and oppression for good. The Islamic Revolution was undoubtedly the most important event in the contemporary world and the 20th century. Stay tuned, please. Many civilizations have emerged in different parts of the world throughout history. Each civilization has experienced four phases of emergence, flourishing, decline, and destruction. Civilizations in Iran, Mesopotamia, or Iraq, Greece, Egypt, China, etc., have rendered important services to human sciences and culture. But the Islamic civilization was more important, as it flourished in a short time and rendered great services to mankind. This civilization was shaped up on the basis of the Islamic teachings, and from the beginning, it persuaded Muslims to acquire various sciences from any source. Thus, a great number of scholars were trained in different scientific fields and presented their inventions and findings. Moreover, philosophers, poets, and artists left many outstanding works behind. Unfortunately, the Islamic civilization declined like a setting sun, and the era of scientific backwardness began in the Islamic lands as the dominance of colonialist powers started. The bedazzling triumph of the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979 created hope in the growth of the Islamic thought and culture once more. Some of the features of the Islamic civilization have put Iran in the course of revival of the Islamic civilization. They include growth of spirituality, scientific progress, reliance on efficient domestic forces and thinkers, increase of national power and endeavor for unifying the Islamic world. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, believes that the main path of this revolution will reach the modern civilization. After over four decades of the establishment of the Islamic Republic system, myriads of plots, problems, and enmities have failed to overthrow or divert this popular system from its main path. That's why the leader issued this highly important statement known as the second step phase of the Islamic Revolution in the 40th anniversary of this revolution. In that comprehensive statement, he has outlined the roadmap for the revolution as it enters the fifth decade of its life. He addressed the youth, saying, "The coming decades are your decades. It is you who should guard your revolution with experience and high motive, and take it ever closer to its great ideal, which is the creation of the modern Islamic civilization and preparedness for the sunrise of Imam Mahdi. In other words, the leader believes that the ultimate goal of the Islamic Revolution is to make preparations for the emergence of Imam Mahdi. May God hasten his reappearance. One of the important features of every civilization is the culture that permeates in it. The Islamic civilization, unlike the Western material civilization, is based on spirituality, ethics, and belief in God. Such a civilization does not ignore and trample upon the rights of other nations once it gains power. It doesn't use sciences for illegitimate and inhumane purposes. The Islamic Revolution, as is evident from its name, is based on the progressive Islamic instructions and pursues the welfare and happiness of the individual and society, both in the material and spiritual dimensions. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "In the modern Islamic civilization, spirituality is beside materialism, and ethical ascension is beside progress in material life." One of the obvious characteristics of every civilization is flourishing of sciences and technologies. Since the very first year of the Islamic Revolution, Iran has made many progresses in different scientific and technological fields, despite the imposition of the eight-year war and unprecedented sanctions. With 10% growth in sciences, Iran ranks second in the world after China. It ranks fourth in nanotechnology and stands among the top nations in space technology, nuclear know-how, stem cells, production of medical equipment, and state-of-the-art military equipment, especially missiles and drones. For the past 42 years, the rate of illiteracy has decreased notably, and nearly 4 million students are studying in hundreds of universities and academic centers. In view of this, it is predicted that in the coming years, Iran will witness faster scientific growth. Usually, civilizations are weakened or perish due to external threats. For instance, the first Islamic civilization was harmed seriously by the Crusades of Europe on the West, which was almost concurrent with the Mongol invasion on the East. The Islamic Republic of Iran, as the color of the modern Islamic civilization, has been exposed to threats from the very beginning. In view of this, the Iranian military forces have been organized in a way that they are perfectly prepared for defending the country and the Islamic civilization. The point to note is that the flourishing and spread of the modern Islamic civilization, unlike the Western civilization and many other civilizations in the past, is not based on conquest and military expedition. On the contrary, it is based on the lofty divine thought and culture which impacts and rules the hearts rather than bodies. This is the very reason for the widespread propaganda smear of the West against Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "Islamic civilization based on a new thought, a new word, a new look at human issues and issues of mankind is the cure for the pains of mankind. It is a novel language that the hearts of the new human generations and deprived strata in various communities understand it." Well, dear listeners, on that note, we have to wrap up this program. May God help us to play a role in preparations for the formation of the Islamic civilization. Amen.